and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
We move to the second half, 33-23. It's Mountain Home with a 10-point lead over the Lions of Hamburg. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yallville Mountain Home. Foul against Mountain Home as David Waymire, who's put the headband in and put his hair in a ponytail. Looks a little different here in the second half. He commits the foul. First on Waymire and the first team foul. Fizell at the line misses the first free throw. He has 2 points on the afternoon. And he still does as he misses another free throw. And the layup underneath is good. That's Jalen Wilson. He has 8 points on the day. 33-25. Bombers by 8 with the ball. Bashir's up ahead. Right side is Benton. Fallon holds it right side, top of the key. Try the entry pass to Waymire. The pass is deflected, knocked away. 7 turnovers. At the other end, a whistle and a foul. Oh, they're going to give it to Cruz. We thought it was going to be an offensive foul. Luke picks up the foul, his first. Team foul number 2 against Mountain Home. It's Lewis at the free throw line. Twelve for Nigel Lewis. 33-28, and that Bomber 10-point lead all of a sudden down to 5 as Hamburg has scored the first 5 of the second half. Into the paint, Cruz lays it up and won't go. Rebound to the Lions. That's controlled by Holmes underneath. Ball knocked away. It's out of bounds off of Hamburg. So the Bombers will get it back. Hamburg's 5th turnover. Hamburg, of course, the alma mater of Scottie Pippen. Played his high school ball there. There's been some Pippens coming through, even in recent years. And Coach Matt Allison says that they're pretty well done now. He had a few back in 15 when they went to the quarterfinals of the state tournament, but all the Pippins have gone through the system now, he said. Here's a rebound that's off the hands of the Lions, out of bounds under Mount Holmes' basket. Mommers inbound, and Waymeyer will score. 9 points, 10 rebounds for Waymeyer on the afternoon. .6:15 left in this third quarter. The Bombers lead it by 7. Waymeyer knocks the pass away. Picked back up out top by the Lions. Then a turnover as it's lost by Bridges. At the other end, Benton, the layup, no. Peters, the putback underneath. Peters with 2 points, 4 rebounds now. And the Mountain Home lead back up to 9, 37-28 with 5:45 left in the third. Shot blocked by Waymeyer, and he'll come up with the basketball. Benton walks it ahead now for Mountain Home. The Shears now Cruz out top. Benton left side, top of the key. No look pass to Cruz, deflected and stolen away. Wilson into the front court, shot good and a foul. They're going to get Benton with the block. Second foul on Benton, third foul this half against the Bombers. Jalen Wilson at the free throw line, a chance to complete a 3-point play. Free throw is good, 11 points on the night for Wilson. 5:18 left in the third. Cruz quickly into the front court in the transition game, and he is fouled. It's on the floor. Like I said, he was not in shooting position yet. Fizell picks it up, his third. First team foul against Hamburg this half. Whistle on the inbounds play, an illegal screen against Mountain Home. Talon Benton picks it up, that's his third. Fourth team foul against Mountain Home. .5:10 left in the third quarter. Bombers lead it by 6, 37-31. Baseline right, Bridges, good ball fake. Shot won't go, the rebound tipped out to Lewis. Lewis underneath, loses the handle on it. 7 turnovers by Hamburg. Benton. His pass is intercepted. 9 turnovers by the Bombers now. Wilson out top, 4:40 left in the third quarter. Working on the right elbow is Bridges. Gives it up right side. A 3 is going to be missed by Holmes. Backside rebound, Mountain Home. That's Hunter Bashirs snagging his first board of the afternoon. At the other end, it's Cruz for 3. It won't go. Waymeyer, the offensive rebound for the Bombers. He has 12 boards. Here's a missed shot inside. Peters, the rebound. It won't go. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Hamburg. Mountain Home basketball. Benton out. Luke Dibble will check in here for Mountain Home. 4:05 left in the third quarter. It's a 6-point Mountain Home lead. Peters baseline. He's fouled. Foul's going to be on Caleb Bridges. His third. Team foul number 2 this half. Inside. Dibble tries to force a pass in to Waymeyer. It's picked off. And a foul on Mountain Home as the Lions get it into the front court. Fouls on Bashir is going to be his second. Team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. Still 37-31, been stuck on this score for a while. Bombers lead it. Lions with the basketball. 3:44 left in this third quarter. Lewis driving left side, scores, and a foul.
Nigel Lewis, foul number 34.
Lewis draws the foul. It's on Waymeyer. It's his second. sixth team foul. Lewis will try to complete the three-point play after a timeout. 3:39 left in the third. Bombers up 37-33. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
.339 left to play. It's in the third quarter. 37-33, Mountain Home leads it. Lewis at the free throw line, trying to complete the three-point play, misses, and the rebound corralled by Waymire in the paint. So the Bombers by four with the basketball. To join us late, here's a ball knocked away, and it's off Peters, a steal by Hamburg. Goes out of bounds, and Hamburg will keep it. Trey Brown will check in. If he joined us late, Hamburg jumped out to a 10-1 lead. Mountain responded with a 26-2 run. Just incredible. That 15-point lead is down to four right now, though, for Mountain Home. Pull-up jumper from 16 is going to be missed by Holmes, but the ball comes all the way out to him about halfway between the two circles. Holmes has it along the left baseline. Starts right, drives left along the baseline. Reverse layup, no. Waymire the rebound underneath for Mountain Home, his 14th board of the day. Peters into the paint, lays it up and won't go, gets his own rebound, goes up strong and scores. Peters, 4 points, six rebounds for Mountain Home this afternoon. 39-33, Mountain Home. Long three is an air ball from Jalen Wilson of Hamburg, and Peters has another rebound, his seventh. Dibble. Right corner, brings it out, swings it to the left side now. Peters wants a three in the corner. It won't go. And the rebound by Holmes underneath. That's his fourth board of the evening. Just under 2 minutes left in this third quarter. Bombers lead it by six, 39-33. Into the paint is Wilson. Missing a shot, rebound underneath, blocked by Waymire, picked up by Cruz. At the offensive end, Bashiers will drive, score, and draw a foul. Chance for a three-point play for Bashiers now. Fouls on Bridges. That's his fourth. Team foul number three against Hamburg in the second half. Free throw by Bashiers is good. Makes it 42-33. Mountain Home leads it with 1:28 left in this third quarter. Top of the key for the Lions is Brown. Missing the 17-footer. The rebound by Cruz underneath. He's had a nice game. That's his fourth board to go with 19 points. Has not scratched yet in this second half, though. All of his damage coming in the first 16 minutes. Peters in the corner. Now Cresilius. Waymire calling for the basketball. I may have heard him clap in the background, and he's going to be tied up. And the arrow pointing towards Hamburg. Lions will come up with it. Oh, it wasn't a tie ball, my bad. I was blocked by the coaches. It was a foul underneath. Foul's on Waymire. That's his third. Seventh team foul against Mountain Home. At the free throw line now is Herman Brown. Misses the front end of the 1-1, but he'll get his own rebound. Stolen away by Cresilius. He'll run the floor. At the other end, the shot, no rebound. Peters will put it in. His sixth point of the day. He has eight rebounds as well. 44-33, Mountain Home with 30 seconds left in this third quarter. Pull-up jumper by Wilson is good.
Jalen Wilson.
13 points on the afternoon for Jalen Wilson. 19 seconds left in the third. Ball knocked away in the backcourt. It's out of bounds off the Lions. Benton in for Mountain Home. The Shears will come out.
Hey, stay aggressive here. Stay aggressive, though.
16 seconds left, third quarter. Bombers up by 9.
Andy.
Peters crosses the timeline with 11 on the clock. Works off the high pick. Swings the left side for Cresilius. The three is good. Cresilius hits the three. And there was a whistle just before the horn sounded. They'll wave it off, though. It was going to be a travel. Not enough time for a shot, so they wave it off. And the third quarter is ended. And the Bombers have a 12-point lead, 47-35 over Hamburg. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering.